On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amon-Ra after the game, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Don in Westland here on 97.1. What's up, Don?
Hi.
Hey.
About that. My point was the Lions aren't doing anything to help the offensive line. They know that they're not getting any protection in the middle with all these blitzes and stuff. I understand why they're not bringing in maybe a fullback on some of those downs or even motioning the tight end into the backfield to help for protection.
They actually do a little bit of the second thing. Nothing. Yeah, they do a little bit of the second thing, and they love Montgomery in pass protection.
They do both of those things.
Yeah, it seems like that's... It's always the problem, you know, somebody coming up the middle and Goff's running for his life. That's been really frustrating to watch.
To be at their best, to be a high-powered machine, they could shore up that part of the game somehow, some way. I kind of hope it's going to happen from within with some younger players growing up. You could also hit a wall and go the other direction. That could happen with Ratledge. I certainly hope Mahogany's back. I would keep my eye on Frazier for possible impact.
Well, the next couple weeks, they're going to have their hands full because both defensive lines are awfully tough these next couple weeks, just like it was tough yesterday. A good defensive line yesterday with Brian Burns and company. But you got, Micah Parsons coming up on Thursday along with Rashawn Gary. That's not going to be easy. Plus, they've got other guys, too, on that team. And then Dallas is really just kind of been revitalized now. The addition of Quinnen Williams changes everything on that defensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got a lot of tough games coming up. I'd definitely like to see the addition of maybe a fullback in the backfield more often for those games just to provide a little extra protection.
So they use Montgomery in that role. Frazier, by the way, is back practicing full practice but hasn't been activated yet. Let's go to Rob on a cell. You're next. Hi, Rob.
How you doing today?
What's up?
I want to go with my champ is the whole Lions team for the resolve. Playing that game, and my chump is Lions fans hating on everybody. Just want them all to hear, unless you've been a fan for the last 5 years, like you said, Doug, we would have lost that game our whole lives. Rod Marinelli, Matt Millen, Dan Orlovsky, learn those names. Leave our guys alone.
I guess what it comes down to is what is the appropriate amount of criticism? Like, what is it?
Just don't be so harsh, man. I mean, like, I get it. I wanted some moves. But we don't know what he's doing. We don't know who he's calling. You know, like you say, we'd like to know, but we don't.
I'd love to know.
Yep. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
No, thank you. I mean, look, Rob.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everything. everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I try to be respectful of everybody's opinion and let them say their piece. I do think some people have gotten over the top today, but, you know, it depends. What perspective would it? That's why I keep asking or saying I think it's perspective of they're done and that they can't possibly play better than this. And I think they can. It's weird, right? I'll give you an example. There's been some criticism of Hutch yesterday. I think everybody wants the same thing out of every player every week. And that's a consistency level that everybody's going for, and the greats are more consistent. Do you know how many sacks Myles Garrett had through 7 weeks of the NFL?
Well, I know that he's had like 14 in the last 4 weeks or something like that. So, yeah.
He had 4 sacks and was being considered a disappointment. Now he has 18 quarterback sacks.
He woke up.
The point is simply things change in this league. Good players have down times where they're not doing much, and then they can explode and help you win. And that's a prime example of a player that is playing at a dominant level right now that wasn't earlier in the year. So this is why I have faith that some of our guys can do more.
And he didn't sack Jared Goff.
No, he did not. What do we got here next? Paul in Clinton Township. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You know what it seems like, and I could be wrong, it's at least, you know, from the people that comment and you read on social media, I think a lot of fans only watch Lions games and no other NFL games or don't truly pay that close of attention. Because unless you're the LA Rams right now, every team's got warts. Every team is playing a bad game against an inferior opponent, right? The two teams that we're in competition with in our division just had to go down to the last minute to beat the same team, the Giants, each of the last 2 weeks. The Giants beat the Eagles like 4 weeks ago. Maybe it was 5 weeks ago.
Well, our six-game losing streak was a long time ago.
Whatever it was, they did, yep.
They scored 34 points and beat the Eagles, right?
Yep.
It happens. The Bills, what's their record? Honest to God, the Rams are the one team right now in the NFL that is playing at a high level. Other than that, has anyone watched any of the other Green Bay games? Do they look so unbeatable?
Well, I mean, the Packers lost to Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And
so, Cleveland.
Yeah, so now, does it change that you want your own team to play better? Absolutely not. But a lot of fans kind of call in and they sound like they think that poor play or inconsistent play is unique to the Lions right now, and it's clearly not, unless you're the Rams.
Well, so, Paul, I don't know if you've heard me say, but I've said if you look at the peer group, all right, the last few weeks, Chicago had a comeback from a 2-score deficit late to beat this Giants team. Green Bay, Giants went right down the field and scored in the opener and had the ball late on their opening possession, had the ball late to win the game. These are the teams that the Lions are in direct competition with that did the exact same thing that the Lions did. What happened yesterday is not disqualifying for the Lions.
No, it's not. And listen, the Bears have at least
four last-second comebacks against teams that are not very good. And to their credit, they won the games. Their wins, they count. But, again, Lions fans, I just think that they only watch Lions games, or maybe they only care about Lions games, and they don't pay attention to what other teams do. But what the Lions are going through... It's not unique.
And yet, this is what happens when you have high expectations. And I love that they have high expectations. And this is why I keep saying they have to play better. But I don't think we're... I feel like we're getting some crisis calls that are reflective of a 4-7 team, more than a 7-4 team.
Well, I think we got excited after the first week of this season... for good and bad reasons. After the first week, we're disappointed because they only scored 13 against Green Bay and they looked like they couldn't do anything against the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they righted the ship, scored 52, then 38, then 34, and 37 on the four-game win streak. Since then, they've averaged 23.6 points per game. And that's with throwing 44 up against Washington and 34 against the Giants and with overtime having to do it. The offense hasn't been as good in this last six games compared to what it was in the first five games, or right, more importantly, in that four-game stretch where they won convincingly.
I still think they can score a ton of points against good opponents.
I agree. I think
it's like Myles Garrett. They're in that slump sort of now.
I think it's a good football team, and I think the caller was right. I mean, aside from the Rams and the NFC, every team has their warts, and you're starting to see it here with it being exposed week to week. So I can feel a little bit better about where they're at. And at the same time, what I like about where they're at is that I think we know what the problems are. And I'm hopeful that these problems can be improved upon. Will they be completely fixed? Never. But will the offensive line get better? I think it can get better. It can absolutely get better. Some things that are really hard to overcome, a Sam Laporta injury is really hard to overcome. And if St. Brown is going to continue to have issues with catching the football, because if he's got a bad hand, that's going to be something to keep an eye on too.
Paul in Chesterfield, you're next. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you this afternoon?
What's up?
Well, I was at the game yesterday, and I was one of the ones that left early after seeing Jameis Winston dropping ducks, you know, into his receivers the whole game long. I finally got fed up and left right at the beginning of the fourth quarter, but I still listened to it on the radio. But the point of this whole thing is, and the reason why it's so frustrating, and I think a lot of these fans don't understand, and I'm 64 years old, I've been following this team since I was seven, okay? They don't understand that, you know, when you have a team like this, and they are so close, they've been close the last 3 years, okay? And you see the inconsistencies that are, I mean, look, we're not a dumb fan base. We're a very smart fan base, okay? And you can pick up on these things. And being at the game yesterday was just, it was just aggravating to no end. And, it, you know, because you know that you have a guy like Brad Holmes, okay, who can go out and get offensive linemen when he needed to.
Hey, you got about 10 seconds. We're up against a break.
Okay. Yep, and I just want to make that point. Brad Holmes had every opportunity to make this team better, and he didn't do it. Okay, and this is why we're in the situation that
we're in. I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you for the phone call. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.